Musicians from dozens of countries compete this weekend in the Eurovision Grand Final. As NPR's Rachel Treisman reports, the spotlight is on a group from the country that won last year.
Tvorchi is a popular EDM band from Ukraine, and this is Heart of Steel, the song that they're performing at Eurovision. Singer Jeffrey Kenny and producer Andrei Hutsuliak wrote it about a year ago as they watched Ukrainian fighters defend the steel factory in Mariupol.
He's just trying to say the Ukrainians will fight no matter what till the end.
Hutsuliak and Kenny first met 7 years ago while studying pharmacy at a university in western Ukraine. Kenny, whose real name is Jimmo Augustus Kahende, had moved there from Nigeria a few years earlier.
I was walking home and he tapped my shoulder.
For his part, Hutsuliak says he wasn't in the habit of approaching strangers on the street.
I don't know what was in my head at the time, but I think that was a sign of destiny.
The two started making music under the name Tvorchi, which means creative in Ukrainian. They released 4 albums in 4 years, headlining festivals and winning awards. Then Russia launched its full-scale invasion. The duo spent those first few weeks buying food, medicine, and supplies for soldiers and civilians. Before long, they returned to music.
We wanted to help how best we could with what we knew how to do best.
Tvorchi toured in cities across Europe to raise money for the war effort. They serenaded Ukrainian soldiers at military camps and on truck beds, too. As the application deadline for Eurovision approached, they decided to go for it. They ended up performing in the national competition at a Kyiv metro station serving as a bomb shelter. And they won.
It was crazy. The trains were moving at the time. It was really cold. A lot of us got sick as well.
Their experience of performing between air raid alarms and on train tracks is just one example of how Ukrainians have adapted to the war.
It made us, you know, understand how to channel energy into doing something positive in a negative situation.
That's one of the messages they want to deliver on Saturday.
We don't want to be pitied. We want to look at us, get inspired from us. Be united like we are and help us.
They hope viewers will hear them, win or lose. Rachel Treisman, NPR News. Don't get what you say, yeah, yeah.